The phone that you're holding, or maybe if you're at home, the furniture or bits and pieces or items of clothing and things that are around you, you sourced all these things. There's a story behind each of them, where you found it, who you're with, how much you paid for it, why you wanted it. You know, it could be a, could have been a spontaneous decision that, oh, I want that thing, impulsive, or it could have been something that you needed, that you wanted. You were trying to find the right one, the right phone, the right pair of shoes, the right pot, whatever it may be, the right cup. And eventually you find that thing, and that's a moment. So there's a story behind all the things you see around you. Now, I'm in a rented apartment. It's not my apartment. I didn't decorate it. I don't own this furniture. I didn't choose this furniture, but I've drawn in the frequency of everything around me, of this apartment and of this furniture. So if you're on a bus, you know, or you're listening to this, or you're in a place of work, you've drawn in, your being has drawn in the exact frequency of where you are, being on that bus, being in that office, being with those people. So we can't not take responsibility for that stuff and say, oh, that's not my house. It's still your energy. You've still drawn in whatever it is being reflected back to you. And ultimately, the reason we choose these things, see, we think we're choosing them, they choose us, or they're drawn in to, on a superficial level, if you like, it's because we think, you know, we want happiness. We want love. That's beneath every single purchase. You can dress it up with practicality. Oh, but I need a car to get to work, or I need a coffee machine to make coffee. I need a pot to cook, whatever. I need a pot to piss in, you know? So, but ultimately beneath all of that is, it's the improvement of our lives and it's a need for these outside things to make us feel better. Now, the other way to come at that, that I won't go into in detail now, is that once that inner happiness is being filled up, the inner world, then there's less need. You know, what we purchase or what we bring in on the outside world, the physical world, begins to change, because there's less importance now in those things. There's no need for fulfillment or happiness from the thing. It's a free thing. It may come and go. We enjoy it, the cup, the t-shirt, whatever it may be. But there's less excitement when we buy it, and there's no dip, you know, if it's stolen or if it gets damaged or lost or whatever. It's kind of, there's no attachment, is what I'm badly trying to say. But of all the things around you, if you're at home, or if you think of your bedroom or your house, each of those have a big, long story, right? Long or a short story. There is a story about every item. If I went into your house and pointed at something, tell me about this, you can tell me something about it. Might be a long story. You'll remember a time where you were when you bought it, why you needed it, why you wanted it, who bought it for you, whatever it may be. At Christmas, someone gave you this for a Christmas present, whatever it is. There's a story behind all of it. And we've drawn all these things, these objects to us. And so for me, you know, I lived in a car for 4 years. And in those 4 years, I did have many times that I would sit and fucking daydream. Less and less as those years went on, but certainly in the earlier years. And I dreamed of being in a house. I dreamed of having a bed, of having a shower. I also dreamed of being in a warm country. And I dreamed of being by the sea. Love the sea. I love mountains, love the sea. So I am now in an apartment in Mexico, and I'm looking at the sea, and I'm high up. I'm looking at an kind of hilly island across from me as well, La Roqueta. So, and I have the shower, and I have the bed, and I have the kitchen. I have these things, you know, these objects that I dreamed about and fantasized about. But what I began to notice was that the mind then wanted something else. So of all the things around you in your house, you'll notice that there may have been the excitement of getting it, When's it going to arrive? What's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? What's the experience going to be like using it? We get it and we're excited for a day or two or a few days and we have this new thing. But gradually, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, it runs its course and the importance of that thing or the fulfillment from that thing wanes. And phones are a brilliant example because we get the new phone. It looks different. Maybe it's faster. The camera's better. The colors are different. The weight is fractionally different. Car is another good example because these things we can use again and again and again. And as we're using them again and again and again, they lose that magic. We lose our awareness of them, our consciousness with them. So the phone just becomes a phone. You may have spent hundreds of euros or dollars in this new phone. And then after time, like you're grateful for the access, you know, you can contact people, you can use social media, you can do work, you can do these things on it. But the object itself, no longer are you aware of, like the car. Like sometimes you see people who've bought this fucking expensive new car. As time goes on, it's fucking dents in the door. You know, they open the door in a shopping center. Ding, they don't really give a shit. They don't wash it. Company car, you know, company Mercedes, fucking nice car. It's like, wow, you got a Mercedes, you got a BMW, you got whatever. Wow. Months rolled by. It's not, they don't wash it. They don't give a shit about it. They don't oil change. They don't change the tires. They don't do anything unless it's necessary. So it's lost. Yet they might be paying a lot of money every month to fucking keep this car. But beforehand, there was this dream of having this car, and now they have it, or this phone, or this pair of shoes. There's lots of examples of this. But you'll notice as we get it, it wanes the importance. Because ultimately what we're doing is we're looking for a degree of joy, of happiness in the object, which is joy or happiness or peace or love is not found in these objects. It's a temporary, fleeting moment, you know, sometimes very fast. And as I talked about in another video, the other video was about the last time and the post-it notes, that as we become more and more complete with these outside objects, we begin to, the depth of our inner work, begins to deepen, if that's even a sentence. You know, we're more prepared to stay here more prepared to see what's going on. Am I saying prepared properly? I'm saying prepared, more prepared to dive deeper, you know, the inner world more, because the outer world is becoming less and less fulfilling. The realization I had in the past few weeks was, and I know I've spoken about this before, but you have to trust me that it just hit me deeper. You know, that I won't always be in this apartment. I won't always be alive. I won't always be in this body. And I might be gone tomorrow. Might have to move tomorrow. Who knows what's happening? Might be back in a car. Who knows? On the streets. So I realized a deeper level of the importance of actually being here. And of feeling the appreciation of these objects, of this present moment experience. And I know there was a couple of Zooms that were earlier this year on the Sunday, the group work that we worked on gratitude. And I, you know, we've all gone through those phases of like gratitude lists. What am I grateful for? So I don't do any of that anymore because it's mind, it's a superficial. We're trying to find gratitude. It does work, but there's a different way to find gratitude. And we worked on that in detail, in depth on those days, that, you know, of integrating whatever the frequency is of the moment. On the other side of the frequency is a natural gratitude. It's just bubbling up. You know, if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm angry, and I integrate the anger, beneath the anger is fear, beneath the fear is grief, beneath the grief is love. It's just a natural love. It's not something I have to, I hope I feel love. I don't know how to do that. It's a natural, it's naturally flowing. It's naturally there. It's beneath everything. It's beneath every emotion or sensation. So gratitude is part of that. You know, there's a gratitude for feeling the grief, for feeling the fear, for feeling the anger, for feeling that sensation, You know, we've worked a lot on the word, the term sensation, which frees us from the labels, which all have stories and so on. Yeah, it's just a depth of realizing that natural, and I'll use these words, these terms interchangeably, natural love / gratitude, you know, for the objects, for these things. I suppose in a way this video goes hand in hand with the other video last time, ... So the depth of the present moment, you know, I have my laptop before me, I have the microphone before me, there's big stories, and I have a camera, there's big stories behind this laptop. I bought this when I lived in the car. Previous laptop, I was sat in a Starbucks in Bray. I was about to edit a video. I had loads of information, articles that I hadn't posted or finished, videos. The laptop just died on me completely. In one moment, nothing recovered, laptop dead. Lived in the car, and I had to generate and save money to buy the laptop I have now. So, you know, when I pause at times and look at this still, I don't know how many years later, it might be 3 or 4 years later, the fucking gratitude, natural gratitude I have for this laptop, that I could communicate with the world while living in the car. It charges fast. It has like an 8-hour battery life. No electricity in the car. Like I picked this for specific reasons, to edit, for long battery life, for different reasons that I could use this as a guy living in a car. There's a big story behind it. Story behind the camera and the microphone that I bought. The microphone I bought in Ireland, and I had just bought it. And a few months later, I left Ireland. I thought, I can't throw this out or give it away. So I brought it with me from Ireland to Mexico. So yeah, like it mines the connection with these things, but also the appreciation and the gratitude for this moment. It's not necessarily about the thing. It's the moment of like, wow, like, I don't even know how to finish that sentence. Of just being with what we have. That's it. The fucking, I can feel it. Being with what we have, what is. You know, I've talked a lot about the term just this. And Byron Katie calls it, says, falling in love with what is. I'm a lover of what is. That's what she says. Like, what is the now, these now, not the next laptop, camera, cup, car, holiday, whatever, to mine the fucking richness, the fullness in this moment. And it, yeah, when I caught myself overlooking where I am, you know, and looking to future moments, I thought, no, this has to stop. There was an urgency that arose within me that this has to stop. I'm not spending my time in what I would consider fucking paradise that I dreamed of for years. And I mean, long before living in the car, I wanted out of Ireland. I wanted sun. I wanted heat, the dream of living near the sea. Now I have it. So there was an urgency and a realization of connecting with, of being here now, be here now, Ram Dass. You know, I can't, and I like the coming months. I mean, if this video bores you or doesn't touch you in some way, me too, in some dirty way or deep emotional way, then the coming work will not resonate with you, most likely, because it's another the last video, just this, and the article which will be out or is or will be out about the black hole, that depth of the present moment keeps paying off. There's more consistent rewards, and generally when I start work with people on the 6-week course, they go, yeah, I'm present, I'm in the present moment, so what? But as we mine it, we realize there's fucking depth of joy, of fulfillment, of gratitude, of love in those things, in that moment. Anyway, thanks for listening to me. I'm out of time. Be here now. Keep mining the now. If this resonates, please give it a like. I need the likes. I need the algorithm. I need whatever help I can get to meet other people, to reach out, to expand my audience. so I don't end up back in a car potentially. So yeah, please share, like, and all that lovely stuff. Be well. Thanks for listening to me.